doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we'll be talking with Rob Regish as we perform the Blueprint Power Hour. And then during the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Thomas Seyfried, and we're going to talk about looking at cancer a different way, as a metabolic disease, not a genetic disease. Very, very interesting discussion. But first, without any further ado, we are joined by Steve Lapidus from AgeForce. How you doing, Steve?
Good, Carl. How you doing?
Fantastic. And we have you on today because AgeForce has some amazing new announcements, and you'll hear the radio spots playing also. Go ahead. Talk about them.
Yeah, again, thanks for having us, Carl, and good to be back with you and your Superhuman Radio listeners, who are we consider an integral part of our AgeForce family. Kind of excited here, Carl. Before I start, Carl, I want you to know there's some construction going on in our office, so I'm sitting on a park bench outside of our office.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, and it's a glorious day here in South Florida. And, just looking around at a clear blue sky and, anyway.
Okay,
back to business.
Yeah, so first thing first.
Okay.
You added something to the weight loss patch. Talk about that first.
Yes, correct. Yeah. Actually we added two things to the weight loss patch. Our company, philosophy is to always keep up with the research on dietary supplement ingredients worldwide, in addition to our own in-house research. And as I've said before on your program, science doesn't stand still; it marches on. And whenever we find a new formula ingredient or a new way to prepare patches for transdermal delivery, we do what we call a running change. We upgrade the formula, no additional, there is no price change, and for our monthly order ship customers, they just automatically get the new formula upgrades.
That's nice.
About 2 months ago, we added an ingredient to our fat-burning weight loss patch called R-alpha lipoic acid,
right.
RLA.
We're right.
Usually referred to as RLA.
Right.
RLA is a great antioxidant, but specifically for our weight loss patch, it helps the body break. It helps your system break down carbohydrates, and to make additional energy. It also restores natural levels of vitamin C and vitamin E, and we felt that from our testing that it would be a welcome addition to our fat-burning weight loss patch formula. Beginning, if I remember correctly, Carl, beginning in mid-August, we started shipping the formula with RLA in the formula.
Right.
But some really big news with the Fat Burner Weight Loss Patch. And I invite your listeners, the audience, to use a search engine. I prefer to say use a search engine as opposed to Google it. You know, Google's become part of the lexicon in our society today. But use any search engine of choice and look up Garcinia, G-A-R-C-I-N-I-A.
Yeah, I think even Dr. Oz made it very popular. People started looking for Garcinia after he did a show
If you Google Garcinia or Garcinia cambogia, C-A-M-B-O-G-I-A, you're gonna be able to to read about some of the sensational, actually awesome sensational properties. We started about 7-8 months ago, we started doing our own testing with Garcinia. And not so much to determine its benefits, but we wanted to make sure that it was compatible with our existing formula. You know, sometimes you can take two great ingredients that each of them on a standalone basis are good, but they're not compatible with each other. And then, so that we did our testing, and the bottom line is, Carl, at the beginning of October, we started shipping our fat-burning weight loss patch formula with Garcinia Cambogia in the formula.
Interesting.
It's
and now right now people can get a 30-day free trial in true Age Force form by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the banner ad and using the coupon code on the banner ad, which is FBWL4. So you could try it out now with the two additional new ingredients and try it for 30 days risk-free and see if it works for you, right?
Right. Yeah, that is correct. And that auto ship order option only. And again, we've talked about this so many times on our
never had a single complaint from anybody who wanted to get off the merry-go-round ever. And so a lot of people go, well, why do I have to sign up for an auto ship if I'm getting a 30-day free supply? Well, because they want to make sure that you're not just a sponge doing some tire kicking. And because a lot of people will take anything for free, even if they have no intentions of using it. And so they want to make sure that you're sincere and that if it works for you, that you have the ability and the desire to continue on. And if it doesn't work for you, you can cancel with just an email. And and all the time, I mean, Age Force has been with us for well over 2 years now. I've never received one complaint from anybody. And people let me know about everything that sponsors do, right or wrong. Never received one complaint from anybody saying, you know what? They billed me anyway. Never. In fact, I've heard people say, and I don't want this to become a habitual thing, I've heard people say, I canceled after they shipped it, so they let me keep the ones that they sent me. And that's the truth.
Again, our auto ship, and again, most of our orders on all of our patches call come to us via auto ship. It's the lowest price. Our dietary supplement patches are patches for ongoing, continuous use. The auto ship is nothing more and nothing less than a convenience that we offer for customers. It's not meant to lock in anybody. Unfortunately, auto ships have gotten a little bit of a bad reputation with scammy kind of companies that, sign up for the free trial and 10 days later, 15 days later, you get billed for the product.
I'm on auto ship with Vitacost for things that I use every single month, every single other month. I have it timed where it just comes out. I mean, there's nothing wrong with auto ships, but you're right. There have been some smarmy companies out there giving bad reputations. Okay. But more excitingly, once you lose all that weight, you're going to want to get busy. And guess what Age Force has now?
Let me come to that in a second. I just want to say a word about Garcinia. Technically, and everyone on your audience knows I'm really not a technical kind of guy. I rely on our laboratory people for that. But Garcinia is sometimes referred to as HCA or hydroxycitric acid. It comes from the fruit rind of a Garcinia plant. And, again, it has terrific qualities. It promotes body fat burning, which is, of course, most important. It has a mild appetite suppression, component in it. It inhibits the body from producing certain enzymes that convert carbohydrates into body fat. It also increases the oxidation of carbohydrates before they can be stored into body fat. So it's a terrific addition to our formula. Our formula is great to begin with. It's even better now. So anyone that's been on the fence that hasn't tried our fat-burning weight loss patch,
here's a great opportunity to try the best version of it. Yeah,
jump all up. Yeah. Here's a free trial offer. You got 30 days, and like we like to say, you've got nothing.
Hey, Steve, I don't mean to rush you, but we're really going deep here. I need to get to the next patch because it's really exciting. So you want to go ahead and announce
it? No problem.
Go ahead.
No problem. Sure. It's on the web. It's on your website page now. We call it our Ready Now patch, and it is a natural formulation for men that are experiencing erectile dysfunction.
And wait a minute. I take that back. No. I have an issue with that. Look, everybody in this community is interested in performance. Performance in the gym and performance in the bedroom are still performance. I don't say you have to have ED or even be experiencing any changes in that type of functionality to enjoy this patch. I got to be honest with you. I mean, that's just my opinion. I think that's pigeonholing it.
Point well taken. I take erectile dysfunction call in its broadest sense. You know, some people have premature ejaculation or can't maintain the erection. You know, there are all kinds of components to it. But we have taken input. We started research on this a long time ago. And we've taken input from recognized experts worldwide with this formula. In fact, I want to tell your audience, we've taken input from you, Carl. You've given us some valuable input. And we put together a natural formula. It has four component ingredients, and this patch works.
You slap it on, and within minutes you start to experience it. It lasts for 8 hours. So it's not one of those things where you have to time it. You can put it on early in the evening if you want, go out to dinner, enjoy yourself, come home, and it will work for you. It will work over and over again, too.
No question. In fact, we've in our instructions say if you've got a special occasion, I'm putting that in quotes, special occasion,
right?
You can add a second patch an hour or two before,
Yeah, before you got to get busy, right, exactly.
Exactly.
Now, we
have
a special offer for the those who want to try the Ready Now patch. If they use the go to superhumanradio.com, click the Ready Now banner ad, use the coupon code ReadyNow50, Ready Now and the numbers 50, to save 50% off your first order to try it out. And again,
right,
I'm telling you that you don't have to be an older guy to enjoy the effects of a patch like this. I'm telling you right now, it's all about performance.
Yep.
Period.
How are we doing for time, Carl?
We had a problem getting Rob Regish on the phone, so we really botched this. We're really, really late right now, and I have to try to end this interview as soon as possible.
Okay. I'm not going to take this personally. I want your audience to
know. No. It was Rob had problems with his phone, and so we ended up starting late. And Rob was supposed to actually be in this discussion with us, because he's a huge fan of AgeForce patches now that he's tried some of them, and I had hoped to have him on. But we're going to have him on as soon as we come out of the break to answer listener questions.
And signing off, we've got a terrific information page on our website about the new Ready Now patch. Talks about the formula, what each ingredient does, again, this patch works. You don't have to use it for 5 months to find out if it works.
Right.
You're going to know pretty quickly. So,
You don't have to go get a prescription for something. I mean, this is a really unique opportunity,
right.
And it's a patch. You slap it on and you forget about it, and it's there when you need
exactly.
it. And you go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad, and you'll go to the page so you can read about the ingredients and how it works and what it does and how each of these ingredients affects your ability to perform in bed. Sounds good. Listen,
right.
Steve, I'm sorry to rush you like this. It's just technical
buddy.
Difficulties.
I'll be back.
I know.
And thanks for having me, buddy.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And when we come back, we'll have Rob Regish on the phone. So stay tuned. We will continue with the Blueprint Power Hour when we return.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's S-H-R and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Pro Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. And we do have Rob Regish on the phone now. Sorry for the delay. Okay, we're going to get busy here because we have a short amount of time to cover a lot of questions, Rob. So the first question comes from Michael Scott. He says, 2 months ago, I started taking 300 milligrams of Swanson's Testofen 3 times a day and raised my testosterone from 630 nanograms a deciliter to 863. I'm 49 years old. Is there any reason for me not to continue with Testofen, or would you recommend I try something else? I know Carl recommends HRT, but I have never heard you mention HRT. What are your thoughts on it, and if anything, do you use to keep your testosterone and optimal levels at what optimum level should be? What do you think?
Well, couple of things. Testofen is the brand name for Gencor's fenugreek extract, and it's standardized for 50% fenucides. And fenucide appears to be another term, their term, for ferrostenolic saponins, which are the speculated active ingredients in fenugreek, and for what it's worth, tribulus and another plant called Dioscorea deltoidea, which appeared on the market several years ago. There are multiple studies showing that those ferrostenolic saponins not only increase testosterone, but muscle growth in animal models. Now, whether that's due to increase test hunger because they do increase appetite, or some combination thereof. It's really anybody's guess. There's nothing in the literature which suggests you need come off it, although it's my feeling that all supplements should be cycled, especially those that modulate endocrine function. So from a physiological perspective, it makes sense to me that chronically hammering your hypothalamus pituitary testicular axis over time, which is the speculated mode of action, would result in down regulation. So I would suggest loading for 21 days and then switching to a 5 days on, 2 day off dosing protocol if you're going to run it for an extended period of time. At 49, Michael, you're already in the upper end of the range for total testosterone, and I commend you on that for optimizing your levels. More important, though, is the biologically active or free testosterone. So you want to get those levels checked next if you haven't already. If they do need work, my preferred product in that category is a something called Divanex, and that can be found at NutriPlanet.com. It's standardized for 3-4 divanol tetrahydrofuran, or the active ingredient in stinging nettle. There was a paper published in 1995 in the journal Planta Medica showing that compounds found in nettle root were effective serum hormone binding globulin inhibitors, which is the protein that binds to testosterone and renders it inactive. In subsequent studies, this 3-4 divanol was isolated and found to have serum hormone binding globulin properties categorized as quote-unquote remarkable. With respect to HRT, you know, I would say go for it. Even though you're already in the upper end of the range, you know, at age, my thoughts on the matter, at age 43, personally, I think it's time. And I called you last week, Carl, right, to discuss it. The range for total testosterone is wide, typically 300 to 1,000 nanograms per deciliter. And it presents an interesting dilemma for most guys, because if you test out at 301, your doctor is going to consider that normal. He'll also view any attempt at monkeying with your hormones as irresponsible and an unnecessary risk. You, however, right, want to be optimal. The doctor is trained to get sick people normal. For everyone listening, your quandary with the medical establishment starts right there. So let me be very clear. It is your right to demand optimal. If your doctor is not on board with that, get a new doctor. All right, this isn't about trying to win the Olympia. It's about something a lot more important, your quality of life. Andropause is no laughing matter. Low energy, low libido, depression, all that stuff is serious business, and you don't have to suffer. HRT is going to rectify many, if not all, of those symptoms and do so with a much better safety profile than the antidepressants and these erectile dysfunction drugs that are typically prescribed, right? Look at the recent spat of shootings in this country. The whole population is on these SSRIs and other drugs that turn people into walking zombies. See, you know, it just seems to me that that makes it a lot easier to pick up a gun and start playing target practice with your coworkers. So, you know, sorry for going off on a tangent, but I feel strongly that HRT is something that you need to look into, Michael. And again, I commend you on taking the initiative and optimizing your testosterone levels.
Yeah. All right, we're going to try to hit this question real quick from Tony Fiorito. He says, Rob, what are your thoughts on using mass procynthogen in a mass-building phase? Did I miss a question? No.
No. Nope.
I'm sorry. In a mass-building phase, but using it differently than the standard way, as in 10 caps first thing in the morning on an empty stomach. I'm a repeat user on Synthogen, but was wondering your speculation on using it this way. I am a bodybuilder, 220 pounds, approximately 15% body fat, train hard and heavy.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, Tony. Synthogen is much better suited to a cut or a recomp, so a little bit about why. In a caloric deficit, you have less protein floating around to repair muscle, less ATP in the cell, and in general, less of everything. So in that environment, the body gets very thrifty and not in a good way. Its first priority isn't growing new muscle, it's keeping you alive. So, for example, your brain senses low ATP levels, and to rectify that, it'll pull arginine, glycine, and methionine out of circulation to form creatine phosphate. Methionine is an essential amino acid, one which is now no longer available for muscle growth. And I liken those bodily qualifiers to traffic lights, because if they're compromised in any fashion, that traffic light turns red and muscle growth grinds to a halt. And there's a whole lot of them that pop up when you start dieting. So Synthogen effectively green lights those traffic signals. And it works incredibly well in that environment, because whenever you deplete the body of something, it upregulates all of the enzymes necessary to restore what's been depleted. In a caloric surplus, which what you're proposing, the effect isn't as dramatic, because cellular energy is closer to being topped off. One thing I wouldn't do is take Synthogen on an empty stomach. It amplifies the positive effects of training and food, so it's best to dose it prior to both. You'll get the most out of it that way. Here's the bottom line. I would love to tell you my product works great at everything, but that's not the case. In a bulking situation, you're much better off focusing on getting adequate calories, timing carb intake to harness the muscle-building effects of insulin. If, however, your goal is to replace pounds of fat with pounds of muscle, I'll put Synthogen up against any product on the market. So it's that good. I hope that helps, Tony.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to answer a question that is actually anonymous about stretch marks. This is going to be a really good question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour, brought to you by The Blueprints. Right now, you can get a free copy of The Blueprint when you sign up for The Blueprint Bulletin. Plus, get the Superhuman University course, add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click The Blueprint Bulletin banner ad today. We'll be right back.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume. But the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
It was summertime in Northern Michigan. Welcome back. Rob, did you hear that about the colostrum?
Yeah, I saw the banner ad when you were talking to Steve, and I was like, wow, finally. Yeah,
it's really, it's a really, really good deal. This stuff is amazing, man. It's the, I'm telling you.
I was surprised how affordable it was. I'm used to seeing colostrum at a premium.
Yeah, and you know what? And they're giving away a bunch of stuff that's really cool to go with it, and it's really, really a good deal. So you got to check it out. Go to, and we're going to have Mark, I think his name is Burton. I hope I got that. Yeah, Mark Burton. He's going to be on the show on the 11th to talk about. Immunodynamics has been around forever, and they are the leaders in colostrum production. So this is a really great, and I've been waiting for them. All right, so let's go. This is an anonymous question that you pulled off of your private messages, I guess, from the Blueprint forum. Rob, have you any tips on keeping stretch marks under control? I'm running the Blueprint 3.0, and mine are starting back up again, I guess because of muscle growth.
This is JLCH. He's been with me for years. I'm sorry. I couldn't put my finger on his name, but with 3,000 customers, it's getting busy.
Yeah.
Stretch marks, to my mind, are the ultimate validation of success because the muscles are literally growing so fast, your skin can't keep up. And that kind of growth does put a stretch on the skin. As a result, these battle stripes or these claw marks start to appear. And I say wear them proud. Not everyone thinks that way. So here are some tips I've picked up over the years to cover them up. First, understand that they're going to fade with time. Now, that takes years, but they will fade to a point where they're barely noticeable. Second, applying a lotion, which is rich in vitamin E, has been practiced for years. But ironically, some of the more effective solutions can be found in the cosmetic aisle for women. You're looking for a product called Strivectin Beauty to Go. It contains something called NIA-114, which was discovered in skin cancer research and shown to help rebuild skin layers. NIA-114 is backed up by multiple clinical studies and covered by many, many patents. It does improve the appearance of stretch marks in about 2 to 8 weeks. The absolute best solution, though, in my book, is a product called Thiomax. Thiomax is an upgraded version of the famous French cutting drug or cream, Thymocase. Twice daily use of Thiomax results in a measurable increase in the skin's firmness after just 2 weeks. The original formula is currently getting an upgrade in the form of they've added hyaluronic acid. And HA is a naturally occurring compound, and it's present in all tissues, although it's highest in the skin. It promotes healthy hydration, skin hydration and rejuvenation, enhanced lubrication, cushioning, and support. That goes for your joints, too. The mechanism of action appears to be transport of essential nutrients to the cells, and it's demonstrated cell signaling and wound healing properties working through what's called the CD44 receptor. Finally, I would be remiss not to point out the Blueprint itself, because if you've never experienced growth like this, and this guy is no newbie, 3.0 can give it to you. And for a short while longer, the Blueprint is yours free when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. So if you go to the blueprintbulletin.com, grab your sample issue free on me, test drive it. If you like it and sign up either monthly or annually, you get a free copy of the stuff that's literally has people growing out of their skin.
Yeah,
but
go.
That's how to address stretch marks.
There you go. Next question comes from Jeremy Powell. He said, you talked on the last episode about how important training is. Can you discuss why? I've always thought that diet was 80% of bodybuilding, not training. What about long-term training? I have trouble seeing myself lifting like I do now at age 80. Well, get rid of that thought. Thanks, and keep doing what you're doing. I really enjoy the show and never miss an episode.
Yeah, this is something I wanted to get off my chest for a while. There's no doubt that diet is important, but training will always be number one in my mind. And it boils down to this. Without the stimulus to grow new muscle, you can eat a perfect diet. And not much is going to happen. Now, yes, you might lose some fat, and yes, you'll be healthier, but muscle is the currency of life. And the more you have, the better off you'll be. It boils down to a better quality of life. So roughly 80% of the questions I get, it's no secret, are supplement related. It pays off big, though, and here I'm talking about training knowledge, because without some structured training protocol focused on progressive resistance, all the supplements in the world are not going to help you achieve your goals any faster. It's not easy, and staying the course can be difficult due to boredom, injuries, and that little voice in the back of your head that's always questioning if there's a better way. So I'll use my own training as an example. I'm going to be honest with you. Progress at age 43 ain't what it was at age 23. It's a rep here, 2.5 pounds there, right? The days of 50-pound jumps and slapping 10 to 15 pounds of muscle on every year are long gone. So I'm taking the long-term patient road. It's not glamorous. It can be monotonous, but I can honestly tell you I see progress every month, and that's what matters. The point being, you need to find your own long-term training plan, something that's going to keep you in this game for life. And much of that boils down to new information, new ideas, goal setting, and being resilient. That latter point, resiliency, is maybe it's the most important facet of staying in this game. Right now, I'll be honest, I'm feeling beat up, worn down, and I'm doing some soul searching. Right? I've got down days just like everyone else, but never has the thought of giving up crossed my mind. And a lot goes into that. How you were raised, how much of your self-identity is tied to this sport, and how many ideas you have, in particular, are the weapons needed to bounce back. Vince Gironda said once that the mind is the most powerful, more powerful than any steroid ever invented, and he was right. So here's the final word. The very essence of successful training, weight training, is progressive resistance. If I had my way, those two words would be stamped on every bottle of pills, every piece of equipment, and every article ever written. It's that important. Now, along the way, you're going to be challenged with no progress, slow progress, and injuries. And that's where resiliency comes in. You need lots of it to make it in this game. So resolve today to give it some thought. Set some new goals, develop new splits, and supplement your brain with some new and exciting training ideas. If you do, I will promise you this. It'll take you farther than any bottle of pills, powder, or potion ever will. I hope that helps, Jeremy.
You know, I don't understand why people can't see themselves lifting at 80 the way you do now. You're basically saying that you're going to get weaker as you get older. And it doesn't have to be that way. It really, really doesn't.
I suspect, like a lot of guys, he's got bad shoulders, bad knees, bad back, and things aren't getting better.
Yeah, but man, look, join the club. It's like, look, I have aches and pains, okay? The tendons that run over my kneecaps are aching me all the time now, okay?
Right,
in fact,
right.
This taking off training legs as I prepare for surgery this Friday has been a good thing for me because my legs probably needed some time off. But this notion that, I'm peaking now and this is it for me, that's nonsense. You need to strive to reach, Brandon Lilly, he was on the show with Coach Wade Johnson, and he talked about having a baseline of strength. Brandon says he goes into the gym, he deadlifts 700 pounds a couple, three times a week. That's his foundational strength, and then going up from there. You need to build a foundation of strength. You need to get to the point where you're doing this work, Yes, you're getting aches and pains. There's no doubt about it. But guess what? The alternative is you're going to get aches and pains anyway, and you're just going to be a weak-ass guy or gal. Aches and pains come with age. They have nothing to do with the training. I know people that have never lifted a weight. They complain that their shoulders hurt them all the time.
Very true, very true. But I think the difference between you and a lot of other people is you have a plan, and that plan is predicated on the ideas and the knowledge that you have acquired over many, many years. And that is gold. That is absolute gold.
Well, and the option, you know what? This doctor was trying to talk me out of getting, Dr. Seeds couldn't do the surgery because it wasn't practical for me to drive up there and drive home the day after surgery. So Dr. Seeds helped me find a really good surgeon. This guy used to be the orthopedic surgeon for the LA Lakers and the LA Dodgers. And he's done these surgeries before. And yesterday when I met with him, he's like, you know, you're 55 years old. You got two, if you only break one tear one hamstring, we don't fix it. If you tear two, it's optional. We can or not fix it. If you tear all three, we have to fix it. He says, so you're in the middle. He goes, you're 55 years old. He goes, you know, what are we really going to gain from fixing this? And so after talking to him for a couple minutes, I says, can I show you something? He said, what? I said, I'm not going to show you this because I'm trying to show off, but I just want to show you something. And he goes, what? I took my iPhone out. I first showed him the video of me hip thrusting 495 pounds, and then I showed him the video of me power squatting 720 pounds for three good solid reps, which was the end of that was my sixth set. And I said, I don't want to give this up. He goes, okay, we'll schedule you for surgery. And when he came back in, he said to me, you know, you're not the average 55-year-old. And I wanted to say, F and A right.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about. You know, you're not most people.
And you know what? And everybody in this audience, you don't have to become most people. You don't have to say, oh, I'm not going to be lifting heavy when I'm 80. I am absolutely going to be doing what I'm doing today. I'm working on that now. I'm working on what Brandon Lilly talked about, that baseline of strength where I know, well, look, worst case scenario, I may not make any more gains, but I am not going to lose what I have right here. That's my goal.
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to go. We have to go right to the Blueprint Tip of the Day, Rob. Okay.
That's cool.
All right, so sit tight. We'll be right back with more Blueprint Power Hour.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay. The blueprint tip of the day. A very interesting one. One that has been circulating around the world for a long time. That steroids will shorten your life. Or will they? Take it away, Rob.
Yeah, you know, there's this popular assumption in the general public, that steroid users die early. So, and even among those using, there seems to be this quiet understanding that although they may check out earlier than most people, it just goes with the territory. And the trade-off, or the hope, is that using them improved their quality of life and made them happier people. And for a select few, chemical enhancement has provided a living, and a good one at that. You know, you needn't look any further than Major League Baseball. Right, and what two additional years on a $10 million a year contract makes. It was with great interest then that I read the results of a recent study done in Sweden looking at that topic. And the issue is broader than you might suspect given the prevalence of pro-hormones that are sold legally in this country and overseas. So because of that, the number of people impacted is a lot broader than it otherwise would be. And whether or not you've used these compounds or not, you're going to find this interesting. During the 60s and 70s, and even 80s, steroid use was legal and widespread. Consequently, a lot of wrestlers, powerlifters, and other athletes used as much as they wanted. And although quite a few of them did just that, it had no effect on their life expectancy. That, according to researchers at the University of Gothenburg in Sweden. Now, this is brand new information as of September 12th this year, and soon to be published in the Scandinavian Journal of Medicine. If you find that surprising, check this out. Cyclists who participate in the Tour de France live 6 years longer than the average male. And thanks to Lance Armstrong and crew, we now know just how widespread doping is among cyclists. I used to think bodybuilders had cornered the market on this stuff, but after reading about some of the cycles and protocols that these cyclists used, it makes some bodybuilders blush. When you dig a little deeper, what you find are some important sport-specific differences, things that all athletes need to be aware of. So here it is. The bottom line is those sports where people carry high body weights into old age, like football, professional wrestling, and certainly elite powerlifters, you know, guys that carry, you don't find many 300-pound 60-year-olds. That's the bottom line, or at least a lot fewer of them. It's just carrying that kind of weight into old age is not a winning proposition, and I'm convinced that the cause of those early deaths has a lot to do with the silent killer, that being high blood pressure. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, we have these cyclists. So it's pretty clear to me they live longer due to carrying less weight and keeping their cardiovascular systems in top shape. So as such, they have a lower incidence of this silent killer, high blood pressure. Now, getting back to the Swedes, they gathered data on nearly 1,200 athletes, all of whom participated in power sports in the 60s and 70s. They noted that 20% of these guys admitted to using anabolics. Now, we all know the number is probably a lot higher. They followed these guys and ladies, small number of ladies, for 30 years. Bottom line again is that there was little difference between the mortality rate or death rate compared to the general Swedish population. Now, one thing that did stick out was an unusually high suicide rate, because the risk of suicide was 3.9 times higher for athletes versus the normal population at age 30, 2.8 times higher at age 40, and 2.1 times higher at age 50.
Hmm.
Interestingly enough, these same athletes were 30% less likely to die from cancer than the rest of the population. On the whole, then, power athletes lived to the same age as the average Swede. So it begs the question, you know, what are the takeaways from all of this? Well, first, it's not a license to start using shotgunning anabolics. Remember, this study was done during the 60s and 70s, and dosages and cycle lengths were minimal. There was no polypharmacy going on, right? There was no concurrent use of insulin, IGF-1, and diuretics especially. Today's athletes use a myriad of other drugs to enhance performance. We've already seen the fallout from that, and it's not pretty. What is really needed is a short list of rough-and-tumble rules to better protect yourself. So here, then, are my key takeaways. One, the safest strategy is to train naturally, foregoing drug use altogether. And that may not be an option for the elite athlete, but it is for most people. You know, you need to consider the fact that a lot of these black market drugs are full of peanut oil, window cleaner, and worse. Second, another option is legal pro-hormones. The primary risk here is liver toxicity, given they're mostly orals. They're almost all orals. You need to stay safe by taking as much time off as you do time on, and use quality liver protection supplements like TUDCA, T-U-D-C-A, and R-alpha-lipoic acid, both of which have been shown to protect the liver. A much better option, which we discussed earlier, would be HRT. All right? No, you're not going to gain as much muscle that are guys that are taking super physiological dosage, but yes, you can get into the optimal range. And if you know your stuff, training and diet-wise, that should be enough to get to Gainesville. If you do go the illegal route, for God's sake, you know, look into the injectables versus the orals, because there's little to no liver toxicity. The cycles can be run longer, and you'll likely keep more of your gains. I honestly don't know what to make of the increased incidence of suicide. It is true that fluctuating hormone levels are a possible cause, but I feel that there's more at play there. The psychology of an athlete is complex, especially compared to, quote-unquote, most people. I can only surmise that the athlete's psyche takes a big hit when their competitive days are over.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that would explain the higher incidence seen in data for those in their 30s, the ones that committed suicide. And then you see that it kind of tapers off as life goes on and these guys get over it. So if you're an athlete now in your 20s, just have something to fall back on when the spotlight fades. It'll help you get over that hump. And then finally, natural or not, it pays dues to control your body weight and do your cardio. Keep the pipes clean and open. To me, that explains the difference in mortality seen between the cyclists and at the other end of the spectrum, the power lifters. The public will never accept these findings, but for those listening, it is powerful information. You need to use these rules to stay safe and carefully use them to weigh the risk to reward profile in all of your decisions, because this is a big one.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense, and you're right. We know that very, very big individuals, regardless of whether they're athletes or not, don't live as long. It could be from wear and tear. It could be from blood pressure. It could be from a variety of things, right?
Yeah.
But there's the value of cardiovascular training is really overlooked. And I'm talking about not just HIT, right? So everybody thinks, oh, well, I'm just going to do, you know, 3 20-minute sessions of HIT a week and I'm done. There's a great value to slow and moderate speed, steady state cardio.
Yeah.
You know, it has a different effect on the heart, and it's important.
And you can't do high intensity all the time, because what you'll find is you're not going to be able to better your performance. Like, I'll do it on a recumbent bike, and I'll pedal, you know, at a fairly easy pace on level 13, and I'll jack it up to level 25 when I do my sprints. Well, you know, you try to do that day after day, and what I found out the hard way was you're not going to be able to do it. So therefore, there is a place for low-intensity, steady-state training, and you're right, it conveys its own benefits.
Sabina Scala, who came on my show from the UK, who trains MMA fighters, says that at least three sessions a week, 45 minutes of just, you know, 2.5-3 mile an hour walking is important because it changes the volumetric ability of the heart. There's two types of hypertrophy of the heart, eccentric and concentric, and you have to focus on both. And it's important that the heart learn to expand wide. It doesn't expand wide when you're doing high-intensity stuff and it's got to fire off so quickly.
It's like weight training. You know, you wouldn't want to exclusively work in the low rep range, 1 to 3, all the time. There are benefits that are conveyed by higher reps and shorter rest intervals. Cardio is no different.
Yeah. Rob, great. Sorry for the inconvenience at the beginning of the show, folks, with Rob. We had some problems with the phone. But thanks for delivering such great information today on the show.
My pleasure, man. I'll be back next week.
And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
You bet.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Seyfried. I hope I pronounce his name right. I'll probably find out during the break here in a second. But we're going to talk about looking at cancer a different way, looking at it as a metabolic disease. This is really a fantastic discussion, especially on the heels of yesterday's Best of Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic, and that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top selling products: Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramail RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNatural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNatural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WayNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Okay. I was reminded in preparation for this show that from reading one of the Good Doctor's articles that it was during the Nixon administration when the United States decided to wage a war on cancer. And if this was measured in the same way that wars are measured, we have lost the battle and terribly lost the battle. My guest is Dr. Thomas Seyfried. How you doing, Dr. Seyfried?
Very good, thank you.
And it really, you point out in this one article that really nothing has changed in the what and much about what we understand or thought we understood about cancer and the way we treat it in all this time later. Is that an accurate statement, or am I being too critical of the onco community?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we need to look at this in several perspectives. I mean, people will argue that in recent decades we have uncovered a massive amount of information related to the biology of cancer. I mean, there's no question. The numbers of articles published, the number of ideas that have been generated, and all this has been absolutely enormous with the infusion of funds from the federal government. The problem is that very little, if any, of this massive amount of information has had a translational benefit of significance to the clinic. So the what we know about cancer has fueled an entire industry of cancer biology published in some of the top scientific journals that we have. But most of this stuff, there's a huge gap in translating that biological mm-hmm. information to something meaningful in the clinic.
Right. Let's talk about this just for a second, because I was not aware of this, but doctors Hanahan and Weinberg had suggested that there were six hallmarks of cancer, correct?
Yes.
Could you list those just briefly?
Well, I'd have to look, and you know, it's unlimited proliferation, resistance to growth signaling molecules.
Right, anti-growth signaling molecules. And,
yeah,
right.
Angiogenesis stimulators.
Right.
Invasion and metastasis. They listed several of these hallmarks in their most recent article, 2011. They've, I think, for the first time possibly introduced a metabolic component to this whole thing.
Really?
As we progress through this information, you know, you might get some add-ons to the so-called hallmarks of cancer. I discussed all these hallmarks individually in my book, and linked all of these hallmarks to the metabolic abnormalities in the tumor cells.
And what is the book? What book is that? I'm sorry.
This is Cancer as a Metabolic Disease: On the Origin, Management, and Prevention of Cancer.
Okay.
It's published by John Wiley, the Wiley Press.
Okay.
John Wiley and Son.
Is that where people would have to go to get it?
I think it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and I think it's available on all of the major book distributors. Many libraries will have the book. So it should be widely
available. And that was my question was, can each of these six hallmarks and any new additions to it be traced back to some sort of metabolic derangement or effect of metabolics?
Yes, well, that's exactly what I've done in my analysis. We've linked. You see, this is one of the problems. In fact, the Nobel Prize winner Albert St. Gyorgy described this whole phenomenon as the oncogenic paradox, which is, how is it possible that so many different things in our environment can produce a disease through some sort of common mechanism, but having such a variety of different
right.
causes? Like, we know that chemicals will cause cancer, they call them carcinogens, you know, viral infections, inflammation, rare inherited mutations like the BRCA1 gene that Angelina Jolie was concerned about,
right.
and P53, the Li-Fraumeni genes. I mean, and there's a lot of these. Age, if the older you get, the higher the risk for cancer. So all of these disparate provocative agents from the environment all produce a disease with certain commonalities, and the origin of that, of this disease, is damage to the respiratory capacity of the cells, which is what Otto Warburg had said almost 100 years ago. And what we have simply done is gone through the data and shown that Otto Warburg was actually right. His theory was correct. Now, people have tried to morph his theory and try to twist it and make it fit a gene theory and make it fit this or that. It was precisely as he said, for the most part. He wasn't able to explain all the aspects of cancer.
Right.
But the origin he was, in fact, able to explain.
You know, I look at everything so much differently now that I have a better feel for the evolutionary perspective of things. And I what we call disease are unwanted manifestations of the being, but they have a purpose and a reason. Our body doesn't do anything without a reason. Now, they may be unwanted. The results are unwanted, as in the case of cancer. But I can't help but think, and I know we did a show about a year ago where we looked at the evolutionary model of cancer. I can't think of I should have prepared for it and read the book again, but I just feel like when we look at cancer, we look at it like something that's gone wrong, but actually it's something that's gone right. These cells seem to be almost going into a hyper-survival mode for some reason, and maybe even some neonatal genes are being switched on the same way they were when we were in our mother's womb forming this massive project of stem cells and replication. Is there any evidence that that is actually what's going on with these cells?
Well, you know, that's a good point, and you know, Paul Davies from Arizona State University has been looking into this and linking it to the evolution of cancer. He refers to the atavistic pattern of development. And let me just say that, you know, you're right about the evolutionary context, but a substantial amount of life on this planet occurred before the onset of or the introduction of oxygen into the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Cells grew very, very rapidly, and they fermented through this primitive pathway of glycolysis and fermentation, where glucose was taken in as a fuel, and lactic acid was produced as a waste product, along with some other interesting kinds of fermentation processes. In other words, energy generated in the absence of oxygen.
That's amazing. Yeah.
So, and we had enormous amounts of life that existed in the state of no oxygen. Of course, when oxygen came into the environment, there was another explosion of different kinds of life.
Mm.
And that the presence of oxygen and iron and a variety of these other things led us to life to form or use oxygen as a source of energy.
Right.
In other words, respiration became then a new way to generate energy, a new and more efficient way to generate energy. And that now has now become the so-called mitochondria that are in our cells, originated from a life form that was able to harness some of the some oxygen to produce energy. And this kind of an organism fused with the highly fermentative type of organism, and you get the development now of a more advanced biological entity, which eventually became us and all organisms that use oxygen for respiration. And what happens to these tumor cells is that capacity to use oxygen becomes compromised, protracted. It's a gradual loss of the ability of the cell to use oxygen for its respiration or its respiratory
capacity. Wow, I see where you're going with this. And so they revert back to a prehistoric model of anaerobic processes.
Yes, now the difference between cancer and the developing embryo, as you've linked in the beginning, the developing embryo will also use anaerobic fermentation to generate energy. Many of the cells in mammalian embryos, let's put it this way, and the embryos of other species as well, will use anaerobic fermentation. But this is a normal process. They have mitochondria that are still in an immature state. And as the organism develops, those mitochondria blossom, and then they will generate the energy through respiration. So this is different from what the cancer cells are doing. The cancer cells continue to ferment even in the presence of oxygen.
Oh.
And we know that oxygen suppresses fermentation in most normal organisms. But in the case of cancer, the oxygen does not suppress the fermentation. And that's because the organelle, the instrument, the structure responsible for generating energy through oxygen is itself damaged.
Mm.
So these cells are locked into a fermentation profile, a fermentation form of energy. And this now becomes resistant to all kinds of drugs that people throw at it.
Interesting. Wow. That's amazing. Okay, we have to take a break. I've got so many good questions. I want to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking right now with Dr. Thomas Seyfried. We're going to talk more about cancer being a metabolic disease. And what you need to take away from this, and I know we've talked about this indirectly and directly before, but we need to take away from this is if it's a metabolic disease, then there are interventions, nutritional interventions that can be applied that can help. And that should be a very freeing thought for those of you out there who are either afraid of cancer, have cancer in your family, or have suffered from cancer in the past. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhuman.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing.
WayNaturalUSA.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to the BlueprintBulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Seyfried. We're talking about cancer as a metabolic disease instead of a genetic disease. So, Dr. Seyfried, why do so many people want to continue to believe that it's a genetic disease? Is there any reason? I know there's a lot of people out there who have conspiracy theories that, you know, the medical orthodoxy is just looking to profit. But I got to believe some of these scientists really believe they're on the right track. Why do they ignore this metabolic side of it?
Well, I don't know if they. I don't know if ignoring it is the. But I think there's some of that as well. You know, if you've invested your whole scientific career and experiments and hard work and energy into a particular concept, and then to realize that concept may not be correct is a fairly devastating experience. So you know, you have a tendency to wonder, look for holes or. Alternative ways of viewing this, but many scientists who study the metabolism of cancer recognize that metabolic abnormalities are a key part of the disease, but are themselves still convinced that this is due to nuclear genetic mutations. So that that keeps them in line with the dogma of the academic pharmaceutical complex. In other words, the therapies that are developed for treating cancer today are largely linked to the gene theory of cancer.
Right.
So if genes are driving the disease, they must, and metabolism is abnormal, it must be the genes, the abnormal genes that are driving the abnormal metabolism. And that then keeps everyone somewhat
searching for
comfortable.
That. Right.
Yeah. Well, they become comfortable to knowing that this is still a genetic disease. Oh, but there's a lot of, you know, metabolic problems. Well, I've eviscerated that concept. It's clear that nuclear genetic mutations are not the drivers of this disease for the vast majority of cancers. And the evidence in the literature is clear. It's just that we put it together for the first time in a single entire chapter in my book. Showing, you know, how you can take a nucleus of a tumor cell and put it into a normal cytoplasm that contains normal mitochondria, and you don't get tumor cells.
Wow!
You get aborted development at different periods of time. So these nuclear gene mutations are there, but they're not the drivers of the disease. You know, that concept, that is the key concept, that the mutations are not the drivers of the disease, and that will have a massive, massive impact on how the entire industry is judged. And that, it's just going to, it's not accepted, it's not well accepted at this time, but it will be, because the data, if you can only ignore the findings for so long.
For so long, right, exactly. Okay, so let's talk about this for a second. So the Warburg, what is it called? Warburg adaptation or phenomenon? What is it called? Is it
the problem? Well, it's the Warburg theory of cancer.
Yeah.
His theory was that all cancers arise from some damage or insufficiency of their respiration. And in order to remain alive, because most cells, if you cut off their respiration, they suffocate and die.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows that, you know, you can only live so long without oxygen and you die. Well, tumor cells, or I should say our cells in our body, have the same thing. I mean, when you have a heart attack, you die because your brain is no longer getting the oxygen. You
right.
die from massive brain failure.
Right.
Basically what it is. Because your brain cells can't ferment. So cancer cells can, cancer usually arises only in those cells that have the capacity to ferment when oxygen in the environment becomes reduced. So it's a very, now, so, and we have liver cells. This is why, you know, when you have organ transplants, you see people running around with these little igloo things, you know, they
uh-huh.
put the organ on ice and you run. I mean, you don't do that with a brain. It doesn't survive in that kind of. So you have to have only the cells and those organs that have the capacity to replace respiration with fermentation for a particular period of time. Now, what Warburg said is that acute respiratory interruption kills the cell. You can never get a cancer from a dead cell because the cell is dead.
Right.
But if you have a slight damage to the respiratory capacity,
it's a hormetic effect that actually strengthens it and pushes it in a new direction.
Well, it's the cell now starts to ferment. Now, many of our cells can ferment for short periods of time. But the problem is most cancers are a chronic disease. It's over protracted periods of time, the cell continues this process of a gradual transition from respiration to fermentation. And this is what happens to clusters of cells from chronic inflammation, you know, repeated hypoxia from smoking. I mean, you're starving of cells of oxygen.
My question. So what causes this hypoxic environment? So cigarette smoking, as you pointed out. There are things in the food chain that are designed
right.
to cause foods to resist oxidative stress and prolong their shelf life, right? And these are preservatives,
right?
So we consume these preservatives. Is there anyone doing any research on whether or not these preservatives can infiltrate cells and cause them to become almost hypoxic in nature?
Well, you know, there's some studies on this, but, you know, I think most of the studies that are looked at for food contaminations or harmful effects use nuclear gene mutation studies to do this and some of these kinds of things. But what I've shown is that, which has been known for a long period of time, is some of these chemicals from the environment, the so-called carcinogens,
right.
enter the cells and they enter the mitochondria and they actually slowly suffocate the mitochondria. Now, what you see is that they can cause mutations in the nucleus as well. So people will say, oh, how do you know it's not the mutations in the nucleus
right.
that's causing the cell to become a tumor and not the mitochondria? Because there were some studies that were done back in the 1940s showing that there were many kinds of mutagens. Mutagens are those kinds of chemicals that damage the DNA and cause mutations. So there are a number of chemicals that are mutagens, but they're not carcinogens. The mitochondria remains functional. Now, there are a number of chemicals that are carcinogenic, but not mutagenic.
Wow.
So they get into the, and they blow out that. So how can you have these chemicals that, they're blowing out your mitochondria, and they're causing cancer, but then they're not directly causing mutations when you study them
right.
on a mutation analysis. Now, people will say, but all tumors have mutations. And when you grind up a tumor and you look at the tumor, every tumor cell is known to have all kinds of different.
Yeah, but that can happen after the fact. That can happen once it makes this transition over to this anaerobic glycolysis, right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's what's called aerobic glycolysis.
Okay.
In other words, you continue to ferment in the presence of oxygen. So it's an aerobic fermentation.
Ah, gotcha.
And you're absolutely right. What happens and what we have found and others especially have clearly shown that the repair, that we have a very powerful powerful repair system in our nucleus to repair DNA damage from mutations and this kind of stuff. And it turns out that the ability of that repair system in our nucleus is dependent on the energy from respiration.
Mm-hmm.
So if you ask the cell, if the cell is forced from its environmental consequences to ferment for protracted periods of time, the repair mechanisms within the nucleus become dysfunctional. And the cell naturally collects DNA damages and this kind of thing. So you're right. The mutations that we see in cancer cells are an effect, not the cause of the disease.
Now, what I really find interesting about this discussion is that the mechanism that is designed to repair DNA depends on telomeres, because telomeres end up becoming like spare parts for DNA, and hence the shortening of telomeres over time, because DNA needs to be maintained and repaired. But yet these cancer cells seem to, in an effort to immortalize, upregulate telomerase much more so than normal cells, right?
Yeah, well, the telomerase actually is very high during early development, too. And this is in an anaerobic fermentation capacity. So the cells are rapidly dividing, but they're not tumorigenic. This is a normal, as you said at the early part of the show, this is a normal part of development. Telomerase activity is very high.
Right.
But then they become reactivated again in cancer cells. And I've written in my book on this, the linkage is with the fermentation energy metabolism.
Mm.
So this is, again, another downstream effect of the disturbed energy metabolism.
We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to address, everybody's gotten the idea from discussions we've done on ketogenic diets and ketones that cancer cells thrive on glucose. They become black holes for glucose, consuming everything that they can. Something I learned from your paper that I was not aware of was there's something else that they can operate on as well, and it's an amino acid. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up, talking more about how cancer is actually a metabolic disease. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long, because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Build muscle. Burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Seyfried. We're talking about cancer being a metabolic disease. Very, very interesting discussion. One that has to be talked about over and over and over and over and over and over again until people get it. We see lots of research out there using the ketogenic diet after chemotherapy. Some people using ketogenic diets on their own to cure their own cancers. So, Dr. Seyfried, once you reduce the amount of circulating blood sugar and switch to ketones as the primary energy source, cancer cells can start to die. Is that right?
Yes. Well, it's one of these transition situations, and you're right. You know, to lower blood sugar, blood glucose levels, you know, it's not that easy. You have to stop eating for a while. The ketogenic diet was developed as an alternative to long-term therapeutic fasting. Therapeutic fasting is simply water-only dieting. You know, no juicing, none of this. It's just water alone. And our bodies evolved to survive for substantial periods, you know, depending on your body mass, for weeks to months without any food at all. The ketogenic diet, and what happens during those periods of time is your blood sugar goes down, your blood glucose, and the ketones, which are byproducts of fat metabolism, are then elevated. This is an evolutionary adaptation.
Yeah, it falls into the metabolic flexibility category, which is one of the gifts from our ancestors. The reason we survived is because we had that flexibility.
We have it. Actually, I like to use the term that, you know, the human evolved to starve. I mean, our existence on the planet was almost eliminated on numerous occasions, but for our ability to go long periods of time without food, among other things.
Right.
But certainly we can go a lot longer than many animals and still remain active. And we don't go into a state of hibernation. I mean, we're still very active, yet we're not eating food. And that becomes, that's a metabolic flexibility that all of the cells in our body have the capacity to do. Now, of course, when we live in an environment where high caloric foods are abundant on every corner and we're always, you know, saturated, we rarely, if ever, re-engage our evolutionarily conserved programs to survive. So we, you know, for the most part, most people just, you know, don't do this. And one of the things that was developed was the ketogenic diet, and this came about in an attempt to manage refractory seizures in children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was found that by a number of neurologists in the early part of the 20th century, that fasting, water-only fasting, was probably one of the best cures, or at least a short-term cure for epilepsy. And people were wondering, you know, what's going on? How do you stop epileptic seizures by just, you know, stopping food intake?
Right.
And it was realized that blood sugar goes down and ketones go up. So they said, well, this was Wilder back in 1921. Is there a diet or something that we can do to replicate this? And they came up with this high-fat, low-carbohydrate diet that recreated the metabolic physiology that one would see in therapeutic fasting. So basically, the ketogenic diet is well used. It's used in many of the top medical centers for managing refractory seizures in children with epilepsy. Johns Hopkins is a leading institution for this. So what we did was simply adapt that concept to the problem of cancer. And cancer, as you've mentioned, you know, if you're going to ferment, if the cell uses a fermentation energy metabolism, what is the fuel for fermentation? And invariably, it's glucose. Almost all cancers ferment, and the fuel that they use is glucose. So the issue then is if you restrict or block or reduce the amount of glucose to the tumor cell, will you be able to restrict the growth of that cell? And the answer is yes. Okay, and it works. And the other alternative is that when the ketones go up, which are used now by the normal cells of our body, which evolved to use these ketones,
right,
when food became
but
sparse,
cancer can't.
It can't because you need a good mitochondria to manage these ketones. They don't have it. When you said people don't get it, the scientists in the field don't get it either.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I mean, I find it to be absolutely remarkable. You look at some of the top articles in the cancer energy metabolism, and they're always looking for a drug that's going to lower glucose, but you know, not hurt the normal cells. And it's ketogenic diets will do that. I mean, the problem with the ketogenic diet, it's not profitable.
That's
the problem. The problem is that you can't make money on a ketogenic diet. Yeah. And cancer is a
And I'm glad you said it, because I always look like a conspiracy theorist when I start to draw those lines. But that's the absolute truth. Now, something else I learned from you that I did not know about was that there's another fuel source for cancer cells, and it's glutamine. Is that right?
Yeah, and I'll speak on that in 1 second.
Okay.
Because a lot of people come to me and they say about this ketogenic, well, Jesus, you know, if you're so right and this thing is so great, how come we're not doing this?
Yeah.
And the answer is, who's going to pay for the clinical trial to do it?
Yeah, there's no money to be made.
Well, you have to realize that who is going to step forward and pay for clinical trials to test the ketogenic?
I know who should step forward. The American Cancer Society, the Susan G. Komen, who only takes 20 cents out of every dollar and reinvests it back in cancer research. All these organizations who have built empires on top of this disease, they should fork over the money and do the research, because the pharmaceutical industry is not going to do it unless they can find a ketogenic pill where they just, well, here. And actually, there's a guy who's going to be advertising on my show very shortly, Patrick Arnold, who has a company called Prototype Nutrition, who has keto salts. Called Keto Force, and it raises blood ketone levels in 5 minutes after drinking down a couple shots of this stuff. So, but the bottom line is, you're right. But those organizations out there that are profiting, that have committed to cure cancer, they should be dumping the money into this.
The problem is they're putting money into those therapies, which they're hoping to will be a pill that will be the ketogenic diet, but it's not there.
Right.
And the ketogenic diet, let me say another thing. People think that this is a cure for cancer. The ketogenic diet is, I never said this, and people who work in the field don't say this. It's only the first step in preparing the body for a series of diet drug therapies that will provide longer-term, non-toxic management to the disease.
Right.
This is a very different statement than saying this will cure the cancer.
Yeah.
People have to recognize that this is it's a chronic disease that's going to take a considerable amount of time and energy and we're at the very beginning of these kinds of studies. I mean, we've developed some of the best animal models for the disease here at Boston College. These models can provide us with the clue as to which combination of diets and drugs will work the best to manage the disease long term without producing toxicity. This is the strategy. And, you know, people can dump the money into these immunotherapies and all this kind of stuff. They're tremendously toxic.
Right.
The death rate is high. I mean, people go and take these cancer therapies, and their risk of death increases from taking
from
the
secondary. In fact, I once said on the show, and I was quoted numerous times, that treating cancer with chemotherapy is akin to burning the house down to get a stain out of the carpet.
Well, you know, I mean, the other thing is that how many diseases do we know where we have to nuke and poison people to make them well?
Yeah.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And that's because the disease is, once you view this as a metabolic disease, those kinds of therapies become absurd. You know, it's just incredible. So the goal here is, can metabolic therapy achieve or better the best prognosis that the radiation and chemo can do? And my view is that it can. I think we can achieve the same level of success or even better success when we treat the disease as a metabolic disease, but we're at the early stages of this research, and you know, some of the very successful drugs like Herceptin and Gleevec, they're targeting the same pathways targeted by the ketogenic diet.
Yeah.
So except that those drugs do it in only a few people that have those so-called mutations on their surface that allow that drug to work. The ketogenic diet does not discriminate against anyone that has a particular mutation.
Well, there's something else the ketogenic diet does. Okay, the ketogenic diet is also a method of providing a prophylactic against cancer. And this is an important attribute. So there's a doctor in California I've heard of, when I started doing a lot of stuff on ketogenic diets, where he espouses getting ketone levels into some sort of zone and then staying there for a week or so or two to kind of vanquish any potential cells that could become cancer cells right out of the body.
Yeah, well, I have that in my chapter on prevention discusses that whole strategy.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the doctor I've been quoting, and I just don't know his name all this time. What about glutamine? What about glutamine, real quick?
Yeah, glutamine is a very important issue. It's an amino acid, the most abundant amino acid in our body. It plays such an important role in the urea cycle and in the brain for neurotransmitter metabolism. I mean, glutamine is one of those ubiquitous amino acids that is linked to many critical metabolic processes to keep our body functional. Now, true, the tumor cells will ferment glucose, but at the same time, they also have a propensity to take in significant amounts of glutamine. And glutamine and glucose together work synergistically to drive energy metabolism in the tumor cells. So, I mean, without the glucose, the glutamine is far less capable of driving the tumor in the absence of glucose.
Okay.
Nevertheless, the tumor cells can still use glutamine to survive, and it's much more difficult to target the glutamine than it is to target the glucose.
I was just going to say because if you're on a ketogenic diet, you're still eating some amount of protein.
Yeah, but it's one of degree, and the whole thing is can normal cells outcompete the tumor cells for the restricted availability of nutrients? Mm-hmm. So you're hoping we have not yet found the ideal drug to target glutamine non-toxically, and I want to mention that because we used a drug called Don. It's a glutamine analog. And it was able to significantly reduce systemic metastatic cancer, but it came at a risk, and that was the reduced health and viability of the mouse, and it has toxicity in humans as well.
Well, let's face it, glutamine is an important amino acid for the body, and that's part of the problem that I have with a lot of cancer drugs. Right, a lot of cancer drugs, it's almost like the police won't just spray a building with gunfire when there's 16 hostages and two perps. You know, they like, no, we can't kill all the innocent people while we kill the perps. But the medical community has no problem taking that approach with cancer. They're like, well, you know, we're going to have some collateral damage to the body, but we're going to get those cancer cells. And I don't understand that, especially when, you know, the Hippocratic Oath says, you know, first do no harm. These drugs do terrible harm.
Well, the balance is, of course, is that their view, you know, I know many, there's many tremendously good physicians, oncologists, and things like this. The view is that this kind of therapy has a chance of curing an individual. But you're right, it comes at a terrible, terrible price for many cancer patients, not all, that you may be suffering for long periods of time from the adverse effects of the therapy that was used to kill the tumor. So you're right. I mean, it's just how far can we push your body to a near-death experience with the hope that we're going to kill the cancer cells? And this comes from the idea that the tumor cells are less, and for whatever reason, people think they're hardy and they're tough and they're resistant to this and that. You know, well, then why you're treating them with toxic drugs and radiation, and the cancer cells are dying faster than the normal cells are dying. So if they were so hardy and tough, they should be stronger and live longer.
Right, exactly.
But they don't. They die. But the problem is that in the treatments that people use, these toxic chemicals and radiation, they create a microenvironment that frees up glucose and glutamine to come back and rescue those mm-hmm. tumor cells.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can only do so much poison and radiation to a patient before it no longer works. So my view, and the view of those of us who understand that cancer is a metabolic disease, is we can kill those tumor cells by raising the energy metabolism of our normal cells, and then putting indirect pressure on those tumor cells with the help of certain diets and drugs,
right,
in a non-toxic way. And you'll achieve the same endpoint without the horrific side effects that most of the modern cancer therapies are associated with.
We have to take a break, and then I have a question from Adel Musa, who's a contributor to the show. He has a very logical question about antioxidants when we come back from break. But are you getting organizations like the American Cancer Society, are they praising you? Are they sitting back and waiting to see who else thinks you've got it right? What kind of reaction are you getting from your peers?
Well, I think the physician groups, certain physician groups are rallying significantly behind this approach. Those who are on the front lines, the major medical schools, you know, they're steeped in the whole gene theory.
Right.
So, I mean, if your whole view of the disease is
if you think the world is flat, you're not going to get in a boat and just start sailing. Let's put it that way.
You know, it's just you can't change. I mean, this is a big thing. The gene theory of cancer is all the textbooks and everything. I mean, obviously, people must think it's right if it's in all these books, right?
Right. Yeah, but that's why science is supposed to have the flexibility to change positions. You're not supposed to be so steeped in a position that you ignore unfolding science, and that's a problem with science today. Look, let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I've got another question for you that was actually submitted by Adel Musa. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Are you still putting toxic toothpastes in your mouth? Still brushing with sodium lauryl sulfate, which is related to canker sores and gum recession? You've heard a lot of people in the Superhuman Nation talk about how much they love Aura MD. Carl and Elisa won't brush with anything else. Now get a free bottle of Aura MD and see what all the excitement's about. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aura MD banner ad today. You cover shipping and we'll give you a free bottle for first-time customers only. What are you waiting for? The best toothpaste alternative is just a click away.
A special offer from Rob Regish for Blueprint Power Hour listeners. Purchase 1 year of the Blueprint Bulletin and get the Blueprint 3.0 ebook for free. The first 100 subscribers will receive the Superhuman University Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms course and another surprise bonus when you order. Go to theblueprintbulletin.com today or click the Blueprint banner ad on superhumanradio.com and get on the road to Gainesville in the fast lane.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and
the skies. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Thomas Seyfried. We're talking about cancer being viewed as a metabolic disease. This is an important discussion, one that you should share with everyone you know, because this is something that has to be said over and over again, almost like a grassroots effect. Because as people start to get this notion, they'll start asking doctors the right questions as well, and that'll force things to change. So Adel Moussa points something out. He asks, where do antioxidants fall into all of this? We know that antioxidants can have some beneficial effects, but we also know that they could also, in the era of cancer and tumor growth, they can. Reactive oxygen species plays a role in destroying tumor cells, and this is actually part of the push pull of IGF-1. IGF-1 is not only a growth signal, but it's also a powerful antioxidant. So where do antioxidants fall into this whole discussion, Dr. Seyfried?
Well, antioxidants are important for cancer prevention. So, I mean, if you wanted, where does cancer come from in the first place? It comes from a damage to the respiration of the cell. And reactive oxygen species will damage the respiration of the cell. So if you can reduce the reactive oxygen species, you can potentially prevent the development of cancer. Because if you keep your mitochondria healthy, cancer cannot form if it's a mitochondrial metabolic disease. So keeping the mitochondria healthy by therapeutic fasting, antioxidants, a variety of these kinds of things, or vitamins that enhance respiratory function, all of that will be very important in the prevention of the disease. However, once the disease starts, now you have a different issue here. So many of the therapies that are used to kill cancer cells actually increase reactive oxygen species, making the cancer cells more vulnerable to this. So this is why I'm working with Dominic D'Agostino at the University of South Florida, where we use a combination of the calorie-restricted ketogenic diet and hyperbaric oxygen therapy. Mm. So what happens now is that you lower the blood glucose to the cancer cells. You also lower the glucose to the pentose pathway, the pentose phosphate pathway, which provides antioxidants to the tumor cell. So the same fuel, glucose, is used for the pentose pathway as well as the glycolytic pathway. And then we elevate ketones. Now, ketones will protect normal cells against reactive oxygen damage. Richard Veach at the NIH clearly showed this, and others have shown
this. Really?
So what we do is we lower the fuel that's driving the tumor cells, making them vulnerable to oxidative damage, and then we use hyperbaric oxygen. And that now the normal cells are totally protected, and the tumor cells explode in a non-toxic way. I mean, and it works. It works on people. It works on the mouse. And of course, you know, it kills the tumor cells the same way that radiation kills the tumor cells, but without the toxicity.
Right, without the fallout, so to speak.
Yeah, and it works the same thing. So you protect your normal cells, you make the tumor cells vulnerable. This is a metabolic disease. There are so many nifty, non-toxic ways that you can eliminate tumor cells. It's just that nobody's tried any of this.
Plug your book again. For those out there who want to get a copy of this for themselves, if you're a clinician, if you are a lay person worried about cancer and know someone who's had cancer, what's the name of the book again?
It's called Cancer as a Metabolic Disease on the Origin, Management, and Prevention of Cancer.
And it can be had at Amazon.com?
Yeah, Amazon, all the major book distributors. It's published by John Wiley Press.
Yeah. Also, in February of next year, you are lecturing in Phoenix, Arizona. Is that right?
Yeah, to the Naturopathic Oncology Organization.
And I got to believe that. Okay, so I think the allopathic community, you know, pills, drugs, chemo, radiation, and all that sort of stuff. But I got to believe that the naturopathic community is going to embrace this message.
Yeah, I think they are, and they're very excited about it. You know, the problem, of course, is they give high dose glutamine to many of their cancer patients to rebuild their immune system from the cancer therapies. And, you know, we've just discussed here, glutamine could potentially rescue tumor cells. And this, of course, is now causing a tremendous amount of anxiety in that field.
Sure.
And the question that, you know, I say to them, I say, well, you know, we get our patients, you know, their immune system has been blown out by the cancer therapies, and now, you know, the cancer is in remission, and now we're going to try to rebuild their immune system.
And wake the cancer back up.
Yeah, and it doesn't grow nearly as fast as the normal immune system, so the patients, you know, recover very quickly, and they do well on the glutamine. So they said, well, how are we going to deal with this situation? And I said, what are you irradiating and poisoning the patients in the first place for?
Right.
And there's no answer to that.
But theoretically, what you would think that they should do is to prescribe a ketogenic diet as a post-therapy to whatever radiation and so on occurred. And then the glutamine would not have the potential effect that it does in the presence of glucose, right?
Yeah, well, that's certainly one strategy. You know, the whole strategy is, you know, how many different ways, or how can we approach this situation to the best outcome for the patient with the knowledge that we have about what these tumor cells are using to survive. And I think this will become more and more apparent as we begin to investigate more of these therapeutic options. But, you know, just the being aware of what's going on and what happens, especially in the poor brain cancer patients that have radiation, temozolomide, chemotherapy, and high-dose steroids. I mean, this creates the perfect metabolic storm for the demise of the patient. I mean, and they don't change. No matter what we say, we cannot change the standard of care for brain cancer patients. The majority of with a metabolic brain cancer are irradiated, and they give temozolomide and steroids. And these tumors have infections of cytomegalovirus, which fuels the metabolism even more. I mean, it's a tragedy. If you understand what the nature of the disease is, and then you see how patients are being treated, it's tragic. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It is. Last question. Are you getting any fallout or any kind of pushing back from agencies that have authority over namely like the FDA, right? So you're promoting this approach, identifying a diet that could have a therapeutic effect. I got to believe that the FDA, who works very hard to protect its clients, doesn't like this kind of message. Anything happening in that area?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the ketogenic diet is used in children with epilepsy.
Right.
I mean, this is not a toxic thing.
Right, right.
I mean, if they should be concerned, why are they not concerned about the poison?
But you got to remember, cancer is a bigger money maker than epilepsy. And so there are actual industry organizations that do nothing but lobby and protect chemotherapy. You know, that's all they do. It's like just like the beef people have their organizations and the milk people, the chemotherapy people have their organizations that go to Washington and meet with lawmakers and make sure that chemotherapy is protected as a viable alternative for cancer treatment, because they recognize that the cat is out of the bag and there's a lot of people pushing back at this. So they now lobby government and they spend money to promote and protect chemotherapy. They probably don't like this message, I would imagine. They're like, wow, you know, if this starts spreading around, who's going to get chemotherapy?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the cancer patients have to come to recognize. This then are they supporting the business community or do they want to get healthy? I mean, the people are in charge of their own destiny.
Yes.
I mean, knowledge is the basis for what we need to have, and unfortunately, a lot of people just turn their soul and their existence over to to an organization that has less than a perfect track record. Yeah. And let's not be misunderstood here, because there are a lot of current therapies that seem to work fine on certain populations of people. But the death rate for cancer has not changed significantly in a long time, and the number of new cancer cases continues to increase. So I mean, unless there's going to be a real shift in our understanding, there's not going to be any change.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any change. Profits will continue to be made at enormous rates, and people will still be dying from the disease, and there'll be no change.
Right.
It comes to the individual themselves. What do they think is best for them? You know, look at the track record of the therapies that they're getting. You know, please look at those numbers. In my book, I mean, what are they going to say? I mean, what can they say? I have all the data there. I mean, it's not what I'm saying. It's what you know, 75 years, 100 years of cancer research has been saying.
Right, right.
You know, so I mean, then you have to ignore all of the things. You have to ignore everything I said in the book. Then just ignore it and go on your way. I mean, this is the way. Otherwise, nothing's going to change.
Yeah. I think it's wonderful what you're doing, and I think what the thing that you really bring to the table is that you bring all the science and line it up and go, look, forget about what I'm saying. You look at it and you decide for yourself. And I think that's the only way you can have a valid position in this discussion. Otherwise, you're seen as a zealot, you know what I mean? Too many people, so many of us know that there's something wrong, but when we articulate it, quite often we become emotionally involved or invested in it. But when you put the science together and go, look, you know, this is 75 years of your research that shows that you're failing, and then look at this research over here, and it's like, how can you argue with that? It's just very sensible.
Yeah, you know? Well, sensible things don't always work in many different areas of human endeavor.
Yes, but that's why I'm a firm believer in grassroots. So, you know, the pharmaceutical industry hopes for grassroots. They run a commercial hoping you walk into your doctor and say, hey, what about this pill? Well, this is the same phenomenon here. We're spreading this word, hopefully opening some eyes, making some people think and rethink. Buy the book on Amazon. I'm looking at it right now. Fantastic book. I'm going to buy it myself. Buy the book on Amazon. Spread the word. Because then what happens is, when someone you know, like my brother, we ran an old show yesterday, in light of this interview we're going to do today. So back in 2009, my brother-in-law was diagnosed with lymphoma. And he had a 2.5 centimeter mass in his stomach. And he had, when they did that, radio tagged, so they could see where the cancer is. There's something called the ring of Langerhans in the neck. And he had all this, he had cancer in all these different areas, and it was lymphoma. And
right.
He had a port put in his abdomen for chemotherapy. And at that time, I said he was huge, huge fan of eating bread and pasta and lots of, you know, lots of carbs, very big, big carb guy. And so I convinced him to cut the carbs, go just to green leafy vegetables only for his carbohydrates. Very difficult for him. And basically, effectively, a low-carbohydrate diet, ultra-low-carbohydrate diet. And then he took ginger extract at the same time, which has been shown. The gingerols and the shogols and ginger extract are actually being used right now in experimental cancer treatment. There's a company in Canada that's synthesizing a gingerol at $13 a milligram for cancer treatment. And so, 6 weeks, he did this for 6 weeks, and then when he went in for his CT scan, they couldn't find the mass any longer. So then they went ahead and they did the whole workup again, and the cancer was gone. And when he said to the doctor, and I was there with him, this was in Scottsdale, or Tucson, at the cancer research clinic up there. And when he said to the doctor, well, I've been eating low carb and taking ginger. And the doctor, before he could get the sentence out, he just dismissed him. That had no effect on this. He goes, that had no effect on this. And I thought, ignorant. I mean, when you ignorant, the word ignorant means to ignore things. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you're stupid because you have an IQ problem. It means you're stupid because you're not willing to see something that's sitting in front of your face. And I thought how ignorant this doctor is not to ask him, tell me more. He just dismissed it. And I said to the doctor, how many times have you seen this, doc? He said, what? This mass go away and the lymphoma go away. He goes, well, always does after chemotherapy. I said, no. How many times have you seen it You put the port in his stomach, and now you have to remove it. You never gave him chemotherapy. He says, well, I've never seen it before like that. And I said, how long have you been doing this? He says, 25 years. And I thought to myself, and so you don't want to know what he did.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a very important point, because there are a number of patients that have these dramatic reversals of their disease, remissions, unknown remissions. And there's a lot of people out there that have done one thing or another that are responsible for this. And those kinds of things need to be really, really investigated hard, because what we know, and a lot of those things are put into the so-called anecdotal category. Oh, it's an anecdote. You know, it happens rarely.
Well, you know what? But you know what? A study is just controlled anecdotes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. That's all it is, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, as I always say, you're absolutely right. We need to investigate those things further. And if that phenomenon of your brother-in-law was in fact linked to a lower glucose levels, which was the data were not collected on that, obviously, but it could have certainly been, then it provides a mechanism by which the response was obtained. So then you can begin to link that into a change in the body's metabolism that was responsible in part with the chemo that was responsible for this. Again, you know, I agree that we have to look more closely at these kinds of conditions, because, you know, we see this, and I say, you know, chemotherapy used in lower doses and in the right combinations with the metabolic therapy could be very, very effective.
Right.
And also these new drugs that people talk about, the targeted, so-called targeted therapies that the pharmaceutical industry is investing billions of dollars in. You know, I look at those as the last part of the therapy, not the first part, but
right.
The last part.
Right.
When the cancer cells have now been restricted to one area of the body and a small number of cells where they all express the same kind of defect, then perhaps a targeted therapy would be perfect for eliminating the remainder of the tumor cells.
Right.
But not as an
upfront therapy. First-line defense, right.
No,
right, exactly.
It's not going to work.
Right.
It doesn't work.
I applaud you. I applaud the work that you're doing, and I wish you nothing but good luck in spreading the word and getting more people to understand this, because I think that what you are pointing to could actually turn the tables on cancer. And now, how long it will take in this society that's driven by big dollars and big pharma, that remains to be seen. But having this discussion over and over again is the beginning. I want to thank you so much, Dr. Seyfried, for coming on the show today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Take care.
Yeah, bye now.
All right, so there you go. Also, thanks to Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. And, of course, go to superhumanradio.com and check out the new Age Force banner ads for both their new fat loss product, get a 30-day free trial, and their new male sexual enhancement product. Get that for 50% off. Go to superhumanradio.com. Check out the banner ads. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.